The Prime Ministers. Sir Robert Walpole.
You're going to win, Prime Minister. You're going to win.
Much you might think has changed since the day our first Prime Minister arrived to spend his first day in his new home. There were, of course, no people like me shouting questions 270 years ago when Sir Robert Walpole took up residence in Downing Street, the new official home of the first Lord of the Treasury, the title that still appears on the brass plaque on the most famous front door in the world. However, Walpole and each of the Prime Ministers I'll examine in this series sought to control Parliament, to control his critics, and, of course, the media, just like the latest occupant of Number 10. He used a mixture of patronage, of fear and political manipulation to stay in power. And he, like so many Prime Ministers, often had reason to object to the way in which he was portrayed by the commentators of his day.
And the most famous caricature of him is a huge naked bottom straddling the gate to the Treasury with various people kissing his arse. Because to get on in 18th century politics, that's what you had to do.
Ken, now Lord Baker, the former cabinet minister, who collects, chronicles and celebrates political cartoons.
That was interesting. No face, but everybody knew it was Walpole. Because Walpole ran the show. You know, he was the one who gave out the jobs, the sinecures, the captaincies, the peerages. He got the MPs their seats. And it was known as the Robinocracy. Government by Robin, for Robin, by Robin.
Our first Prime Minister governed from 1721 for 21 years. That's as long as Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair combined. Walpole only moved the headquarters of the Robinocracy to Downing Street after he'd already had 14 years in the job. What was his study?